lot of tough talk is coming out of Washington these days. In the State of the Union address, the president says he is going to freeze some discretionary spending. The New York Times reports that the Senate has backed the PAYGO, a way to control spending, and Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke was only narrowly reconfirmed for a second term. But the whole system is under pressure to rein in the Federal Reserve and audit them with Ron Paul's bill. So you and I can get an idea of what this most secretive institution is actually doing. Meanwhile, the ex-Federal Reserve chief of the 80s, Paul Volcker, has been put in charge of revamping the banks, according to the White House. Paul Volcker is a tough figure. If you recall, he raised interest rates in the 1980s to close to 20% to rein in inflation. Now that's the kind of Federal Reserve chief we need these days, not someone like Ben Bernanke, who just continually used to run the printing presses and run up the bills for your children, and their children's children. The recent election of a conservative senator from Massachusetts, which was once a bastion of liberal thinking, has scared Washington's majority party, the Democrats, and they're worried that another midterm collapse will happen, similar to the Republican Revolution under Clinton. The public is getting fed up with the Democrats bailing out all the banks. Most people think this is why we elected these guys, and Obama, for a change that we can believe in. I'll believe in change when I see it. So far, all we've seen is trillions and trillions of dollars being funneled to General Motors, AIG, and all the banks. All the while, the CEOs of these companies pay themselves billions in bonuses. Meanwhile, my local food bank can't get enough money to fix the refrigerator. And everybody I know is looking for work or only working part-time as it is. Yeah, you're doing a real good job, Mr. President. Change that we can believe in? It's the only thing we're going to have left is pocket change. Not that anything the Democrats will say will matter, that is. There is very little they can do about the U.S. fiscal situation. The Republicans didn't do much better. They're both at fault. Demoplican or Republicrat, it doesn't matter. Now there's talk in Washington about confiscating a part of your IRA. This is going to be a master plan of the government. Well, they will establish something like a guaranteed retirement annuity. The government will first start by insisting that all Americans have a retirement account. The government will then offer to fund it. But here's the hook. By doing so, they will take money from all the other people that have IRAs worth over $200,000 or more, or some magic number that they'll come up with. They'll insist that every Joe American has a retirement account and that it should be invested in U.S. Treasuries. Ah, that's the secret right there. The U.S. government is selling billions and trillions and quadrillions of dollars worth of U.S. treasuries, and the world is getting tired of buying it. So what better way to have them bought is to stick it to the U.S. taxpayer by saying it's a way to secure the retirement. The confiscation of a part of your IRA, or forced funding of new retirement monies, may be a ways off, but it is hatching now. The government knows there is $15 trillion in retirement accounts. That's a heck of a lot of money, and they want to get their hands on it. And once the U.S. won't be able to sell any of its treasuries to anybody else, they're going to sell it to you and I, like it or not. Keep your ears tuned and your eyes open to the latest talk about a guaranteed retirement account for every American. It's a smokescreen. It'll start with 5% of your retirement account shuttled into a giant pool so most people that don't have retirement accounts can dip into yours. You'll be forced to hold some treasuries, and the government will promise you a payment, much like a Social Security payment. But we've already got Social Security. This is just another money grab, much like cap and trade and all the other things they dream up. Also, they can tax us more to pay for their banking buddies' bailout. You may not agree with everything that I'm saying today, but you'll agree with one thing. The government is after your money, and they're going to get it any way they can. Through taxes, through confiscation of IRAs, or through downright theft from inflation. They're after our hard-earned money. The Constitution guarantees that I can retain my personal property, and that includes my money. But since when did these guys listen to the Constitution anyway? That about does it for today's Money Matters. Tune in to Money Matters this Thursday. I'm going to cover a topic that I never thought I would be doing, and that is, should you stop paying your mortgage? You heard that right. I'm going to cover whether it's economically feasible and possible for you to stop paying your mortgage payment if you're underwater or just can't afford to. That's this Thursday at noon, Pacific Standard Time, right here at KVMR. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff members, or underwriters. For KVMR FM Radio 89.5 in Nevada City, my name's Mark Cuniberti.